Hello, Alan speaking.
Hey, Alan, it's Corey, Nick's
Hi,
mom.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. Not bad.
I just want to check in and see if you were feeling okay, and because I'm just planning for Thursday, and I just if you were,
because
who knows how you feel.
Yes, I was wondering the same thing myself until I woke up this morning. I feel fine. I had a hot bath and relaxed and went to bed and I slept like a baby. So
okay,
yeah, well, no, everything is fine. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, because you never know after something like that, right? Like the next day you wake up and you could have like whiplash or you know
That's
you
true.
Just don't know.
That's
right?
True. I was kind of expecting to find the unexpected, but no, I feel fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you. Yes. No, we're still on for Thursday and.
Okay.
To be perfectly frank, I was considering, do I still go to your house after the accident? And I thought, well, no, that would be absurd. But it did actually... I'm a dedicated teacher, but not that dedicated. Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. Oh, that would have been crazy, yes. So about Thursday...
Yes.
If you just, like, I just wanted to kind of touch base with you about, like, they kind of... when we started with the other tutor, mm-hmm. he kind of was just teaching him, like, basic math stuff, like, other stuff,
yes.
and that just didn't work really, really well, so I asked him to just really follow along with whatever they were working on at school at the time.
Yes.
So, Nicholas, like I told you, he has a test today. This unit will be done, mm-hmm. and then they're going to be starting a new unit, so that's going to be the new unit that... you're going to be starting to work on.
Yes.
So he'll have his textbook. He has another book that the mm-hmm. teacher gave him for you to work on.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm maybe I'll still be here because maybe we won't leave till after because you're coming up sick at 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we might not even leave till after that. So then hopefully I can meet you and do all this. But mm-hmm. I don't know what your approach is. Like, how do you...
Well, the number one thing is listening to the student and listening to, you know, the parents and what they require. So, excuse me, just one second.
A little while ago, so I let them in, but...
Pardon me?
Sorry, I'm just heading to the insurance company right now. Yes, listen closely to what the student needs and... And find out what their biggest, you know, their weakest point is and work on that, what is absolutely needed
okay.
in class.
So then we'll just, because they're starting a brand new unit,
mm-hmm.
will be, like, the test is today, and then they're going to start a new unit tomorrow.
Yes.
So when you come, they'll be starting a new unit,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess you can just start with them there.
Yes.
Right now he's been adding and subtracting integers. And he's having a little bit of a hard time with you know, when it's a double negative and all that kind of stuff.
Sure,
but we worked on that last night
mm-hmm.
for the test, and I think he's going to be okay for the test today.
Okay.
But if we could just move forward, I guess, with whatever they start new,
mm-hmm.
that would be perfect. And I'm going to try to be here and leave after 6 so I can at least meet you,
mm-hmm.
and we'll figure that out then.
Yes, okay. If you'd like,
okay.
I can come a few minutes early and, you know, just to... I believe my schedule is fairly open that day, so...
So, well, that would be great if you could.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Because I won't leave for Calgary until you come, mm-hmm. and then, yeah, that would
okay.
be perfect.
Can we perhaps rearrange it to 5 o'clock then, or 5:30, if that's going to be better for you then?
5 o'clock would be awesome.
Okay, sure. I don't want to interrupt your supper hour, but,
no,
you know...
No, that would be perfect.
A little extra time is good for
yeah,
everyone.
That's
sure.
That's good.
Okay,
good luck with insurance. I know the whole hassle of having to deal with that, so
yes,
good luck with that.
Well, thanks.
Glad.
A couple more things, if I may. I know you're probably...
Sure.
One is I keep an online... I have my own website, allensplace.ca. Sorry, a different one, allenesl.ca, and my students log into there and find out what their homework is. The reason that I don't print out homework right away is homework depends on... on the class, how well the student does in class, and homework is given accordingly, rather than just pre-making it and hoping that the student understands it. So I hope that's okay with you. I had one student, actually, her mom was quite distraught by this because she thought that I was trying to steal students from Tutor Doctor. That's not it at all. It's just that I have students log into my website to check their homework, and for parents to see, you know, how well their students are doing, read up on the comments, etc. So if that's all right with you.
Yeah, so okay, can you give me good. The website again?
Sure,
please?
Allan ESL. That's A-L-L-A-N E-S-L, as in English as a second language.
Yep.
.ca.
Okay.
And his webpage would be nicholas.allanesl.ca. But nothing is there yet.
Okay, so it'll be, sorry, say that again, Nicholas?
Yeah, nicholas.allanesl.ca. Okay. So each student has their own page.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
no, that's good with me. I have no problem with that. That's
okay,
great.
good. Because some of it would, yeah.
No.
I guess I'll talk to you about that tomorrow then.
And yeah, that's all great. So yeah. Then tomorrow will be 5 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 5. Good.
Excellent. Thank you. Right. And good luck with the insurance company today.
Thanks.
Okay. And I'm glad you're okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Tomorrow. Bye now.